Welcome back to the Galveston Experience Podcast. We're up to episode number 86 as we all try and get through all this COVID craziness. Kind of a landmark here as we record this on the 30th day of April as Texas is starting phase one of the reopening. So May 1st, we get the Galveston beaches back. There was a lot of kind of back and forth controversy between the city, the general land office, and the governor. And the governor finally said, nope, this is it. It's my decision. Everything's opening up on May 1st. And a bit controversial, just as California is closing all their beaches. However, it can certainly be argued that the beach is a much better place to be as long as we're smart about it compared to cramming everybody into 10 feet wide on the seawall, up and down the seawall. So as we try and get back to some kind of a normalcy on the island, restaurants are going to be opening May 1st also with a reduced capacity, and they'll review this in a couple of weeks and decide if they let that capacity increase from 25% to 50% or something else. Of course, the same thing with the retail stores. And all of this at a time when people are wondering, you know, is this really the right thing to do? I'm sure everyone has been seeing all of the argument on social media back and forth. Is this the right thing to do? Is it not? Certainly, we had been in a decline. I don't know about everybody else, but I literally every single day check and see what the latest reports are as far as daily new cases and things like this. And unfortunately, here as of the 30th, after things had been in a pretty steep decline, we've had three consecutive days across the U.S. of things increasing. Now, obviously, you know, when you take a look at the U.S. as a whole, you're factoring in hotbeds like the Northeast and certain areas that have maybe not been quite as careful as Texas. But, you know, certainly as we get more testing, we are going to see more cases. But at some point, we do have to get out and live our lives as normal as we can. As the mayor said, we should wear masks as a courtesy to others. Our lives have definitely changed forever. Handshakes are long gone. Even when we go out for a walk, if you get within 10 people, you'll see people stop, move over, cross the street, take a different path. So hopefully those kind of social distancing cautions that people are taking is going to help prevent the spread of things. But we definitely can't be, you know, locked inside forever. And I think it's also important to realize your own personal situation. If you are somebody who's at risk, a bit older, somebody who's got underlying health issues, then you're definitely more at risk. We've all seen reports of people who've had the disease and didn't even know it, or just had very mild symptoms. It's a very personal thing. It's very individual, and all we can do is be as careful as possible. Personally, I think the beaches are a great place, and I think the only concern that the mayor has is that once we open up the beaches, then the whole city of Houston and all over Texas, people will come down and flood it, making it difficult or impossible to social distance. And then what does that do on our Galveston resources, where we have a number of seats now available in restaurants and things like that? So it's going to be interesting the next couple of weeks to see what happens and if the beaches stay open. We launched a new application, and if you've got a cell phone, it's a phenomenal resource. Just go to galveston.oncell.com. Just like Galveston on your cell phone, so galveston.oncell.com. And we'll be updating literally on a multiple times a day basis as things change. And in fact, since the beaches are open, there's a lot of people who really don't understand the rules of the beaches. Where can I drink? Can I camp? What do all the colored flags mean? We've got a really nice resource page on there at the main screen of the app at galveston.oncell.com. You'll see beaches up at the top, and there's even resources like for lifeguard jobs. They're looking to hire lifeguards back now that the beaches are open. And that, of course, the other big news is that starting May 1st, all of the short-term rentals are able to be opened up again. So we definitely are living in interesting times. As far as our situation at the Galveston Experience Company, we're opening up on Friday. It's a bit unsure when we'll be allowed to start up our historic hurricane and ghost bus tours again. But if you need a mask, we have some masks for sale. Actually, these are the very fancy, attractive masks that some people have been wearing. My wife has been sewing them like crazy, and I know a lot of people have. So if you're in need of a spiffy looking mask, come by and see us at 15th and Seawall at the Galveston Experience Company. And if you got a retail business, we're looking to help people get back on their feet with an opportunity to get on that Galveston on-sell app. That website is galveston.vip. So that's a new domain extension. Of course, we've got .com, .biz, .gov, and now there's also .vip, and we like to say it's to become a very informed person. So to find out what that's all about, just go to galveston.vip. That's it, galveston.vip. And we'll be happy to get your business listed on there. So we're all in the same boat, trying to recover together, trying to get back to some degree of normalcy, get our people back working for us, get the revenue flowing again. And at the same spot, you'll also find the calendar. There's a calendar page on there. So if you've got events that you'd like to share, and we'll talk about that here, just let us know. Just get a hold of us at the Galveston Experience Company, and we'll get your events included on the calendar. So it's nice to see that the Galveston's Farmers Market is back. Right now they're doing a little social distancing friendly, kind of the drive up through the Galveston Farmers Market. But little by little, we're starting to kind of get our island back. And hopefully, as long as we are careful and smart about it, we can keep the number of cases down. In fact, I was on the call with the city of Galveston and the Galveston Park Board, and they say that things are pretty flat in Galveston. We're getting a couple of new cases of coronavirus a day, but at the same time, we're getting a couple of recoveries every day. And they do suggest wearing a mask, again, as a common courtesy. But the beaches are open. Retail and restaurants opening to a limited capacity. Short-term rentals opening. Fishing piers are open. And as far as pools go, the public pools will be closed, but you'll find the private pools, like at hotels, will be open. And of course, all of this subject to change at a moment's notice, depending upon how things continue. So hopefully you are well. And if you do get out and about, and now that we can get on the beach, we'll see you on the beach, on the seawall. And if you would like to come on in and take a look at our good looking masks, do stop by at 1522 Seawall, where we're located at the Galveston Experience Company. And don't forget to download that app, galveston.vip. It's a web app right now, and we'll be releasing an Apple and an Android version within the next couple of weeks. And on most of the pages, there's also a great opportunity for feedback. If you've got any kind of comments, you want to give us some more information, just go to either galveston.vip or direct from your cell phone. Just go to galveston.oncell.com, galveston.oncell.com, and I think you'll be impressed. We've got a lot of great feedback, and we're only just begun with this thing. Our goal is to make it the go-to resource for everybody on Galveston Island, whether you're a tourist or a local, whether you're a BOI or IBC. So we hope you're well and safe, and we look forward to seeing you soon. If not on the seawall or the beach, we'll look for you next time right here on the Galveston Experience Podcast.